الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We are all aware and all understand that the environment that we are in has an effect on us. That nobody can deny. And in this physical world also we understand we come in an environment where it is warm. It's winter, there is a heater on. You come in that environment, you feel the heat. If the weather is very hot, you go in a place where the fan is on, aircon is on, you feel the coolness of it. So whatever environment a person finds himself in, it definitely has an effect on that person. So this is in the dunya which every person can understand, and even animals can understand. But as far as deen is concerned, it's also a reality that the environment that we are in, that has a direct effect on us. So it is very, very important, and one of our basic teachings of our deen from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all our akabir, our aslaf teach us that we must be very careful which environment, which company we keep, because that has an immediate effect on a person. And this every person can notice. A person who reads Quran Sharif regularly, then you will see the effect on that person's life in everything. You understand Quran Sharif, much more it will have an effect. And if you don't understand, then too, one of the miracles of the Quran Sharif is just by making tilawat, the mizaj of the Quran Sharif comes into a person. And that will have an effect on a person. Similarly, a person who keeps, who studies hadith, and he's engaged with hadith, that person's mizaj will also become accordingly. A person who studies the kitabs of our elders, and he makes mutala of the kitabs, especially as Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written, one very easy way for the hidayat of a person, islah of a person, and not only that it is very easy, but it is a very enjoyable way, just to study the lives of our akabir and our aslaf. A person will enjoy it also, and just by studying the lives of the righteous and the pious people, it will bring a complete change in a person's life also. So by studying their lives, so to say, staying in their company, and to stay in the company of the righteous and the pious, to come to the masjid is the house of Allah, and Allah is everywhere. Allah doesn't need a house to live, but special nisbat and connection the masjid has got, and the presence of Allah and Allah's rahmat, Allah Ta'ala's favors shower down upon Kaaba Sharif and from there to all the masajid in the world. So when we come to the masajid, we will get also that. In the masajid, the malaika are there also. And we get the company of the malaika. In the masjid, there are people also. And the people who come are also righteous and pious people. We get their company also. So all this will have an effect on us. It will have an effect on our thinking also. It will have an effect on our speech and how we talk also. It will have an effect on our dressing also. It will have an effect in turn of what who we keep friends and which places we go to. A person who is in this environment, he won't go, for example, to a bar, to a brothel, to any wrong place. He will go to good places. So the company and the environment is very, very important for every person. So this good environment, good company will bring good into a person. And it is also so much that it is mentioned in the hadith that who a person keeps company with at the time of his maut, such people are brought in front of him. He is in such an environment at that time. And then in the qabr also he will have such company. Akhirat also. So this is the one side, the keeping company of the righteous, the pious, and it's a good effect it has on a person. Similar with that also is the food that we eat. It also has an effect on a person. A person eats, clearly it can be noticed. People who are particular about the food that they eat, and halal and tayyiban, you can see their way of thinking is different. And people who are not worried of what they eat junk food also, they eat any type of food, you can see clearly that person's way of thinking, his dressing, his everything. So all this has a great effect on a person. So Allah give us tawfiq that we always try and keep company, a good environment and a good company. This will wear off on us. It will come onto us also, and it will affect all our lives also, and for the good. The good company will have a good effect on us. The good people that we mix with will have a good effect on us. So it is, and therefore also it comes clearly that to sit in the company of good people is good, is better than staying alone. And being mixing with wrong people, better than that is to stay alone. So this company that we keep, what we read, Quran Sharif, Tasbihat, Durood Sharif we read, Tawbah, Istighfar we make, the Azmat of Allah, the words of the greatness of Allah we read, all this will have an effect on us. Allah give us tawfiq to understand it also, and to choose good company, and to be always in good and righteous company. Allah give us tawfiq.